Having an ADHD brain is a mixed bag. Sometimes it's good news and sometimes, well, it's not. Even ADHD professionals have trouble with their ADHD. They try harder and harder and harder to overcome the chaos that's ADHD. And finally, they overcome the barriers of ADHD and they become what we call at ADDA ADHD heroes. And that's what TED Talks are all about this year. Your favorite ADHD professionals sharing their ADHD stories. So join us here at ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, every single day of October, because it's ADHD Awareness Month. Here's the next inspiring story.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. My name is Jenna Knight, and I am a certified ADHD coach coming to you from Worcester, Massachusetts. I am so excited that ADDA invited me to be with you today, sharing my story many of you can relate to. Before my diagnosis, I lived with substance abuse, difficulty in school, lack of concentration, disorganization, poor time management, and procrastination. I did discover I had ADHD when I had a confrontation with my professor about not bringing down my final exam. It was so bad that they had to call campus police on me. The director of the Disability Services Office was also called. The director of the DSO gave me a choice of going with the campus security or to her office. My best bet was to go to her office and just wait for her. By the time she came back, I had calmed down. And I was a little surprised when she handed me an ADHD self-assessment and asked me to fill it out. Each statement had a score from 1 to 5. And I scored 5 on each statement. The director looked at me and said she thought I had ADHD. In fact, she said it was something she had suspected since I started there. The next day, I had an appointment at the outpatient psychiatry clinic at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. After a 3-hour evaluation with the psychiatrist, I was diagnosed with ADHD combined type. I then understood my past failures, the self-loathing, the insecurities, and the inability to stick to anything. My mentor once told me it was like looking through a pair of binoculars that was out of focus. Once they were focused, I could finally see things clearly. It has made me unique, and I am finally where I'm supposed to be. Today, I am the owner of Never Defeated Coaching. My responsibilities for my business change from day to day. One of the things that I use to keep me organized is doing an ADHD brain dump of all the things I need to get done during the week. This includes personal appointments, such as going to the dentist, seeing a doctor, plus all my business activities. I use this list to write in my planner on what I have to do. There is so much more I do, but I can say that life as an entrepreneur is never boring. I could write a book about it. Another strategy I try to use is a body double to help me with my distractions. If I can't have an actual human at home with me, I keep the television on and it helps me avoid getting distracted. Another thing that has helped me succeed in my business and in life is my perseverance. There are aspects of my combined type of ADHD that I would not change for anything. I love my bright, playful attitude, and I still feel quite young at heart at the age of 50. Being asked to brainstorm with someone is like being offered a huge bag of candy I could eat all at once. I love my quick, bright mind and my gentle, compassionate, loving spirit. I'll pretty much do anything for anybody who asks. While I marvel at everything I have been through, I am trusting and mostly optimistic. I'm genuine, and what you see is what you get. I love to learn and explore all kinds of subjects. It has been an incredible treat for me to share my ADHD hero story with you. I'm glad you could join me today for Ada's TED Talk. And if you want more information about me, as my work with adults with ADHD, you can find me at www.neverdefeatedcoaching.net or by my email at jenna@neverdefeatedcoaching.net. Take care and ciao for now.
Thanks so much for joining us for TED Talks this year. I'm sure you enjoyed these inspiring stories, and there's so much more. In fact, why don't you join us for the 2021 Virtual ADHD International Conference, November 4th through 6th. And you might want to consider joining ADA as well. It's a great investment for a small amount of money, as little as $5 a month. And remember,
so when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.